a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Lee on his way in if he doesn't freeze on the footpath first. No, he'd have someone, like, he'd have a little...
Someone warms his pants first.
Someone wears his pants around for an hour in the morning around the house to make sure they're nice and warm, and then they take them off and he puts them straight on.
The royal pants are ready, Highness.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Now, in hindsight, instead of you and I just chatting while that song was playing, I probably should have been getting the audio of Anthony Albanese saying this word.
Well, it was on the news.
Yeah.
So Chandra has it.
Yeah. So essentially, he's at NATO and he's delivered a little speech.
Yeah.
And part of what he's saying is, hey, we're in Australia. We're far away from everything, but we're being affected by everything as well. You know, supply chain issues and, you know, the war in Ukraine and all that. And... he said, you know, the days of it being just a South Pacific or a Pacific issue, or the days of it just being a European issue, are long gone because the world's so connected these days and we all rely on each other.
Yes.
We can't just...
sit in our bubble.
No, what word did he use? What word did he use?
I know what the word is, but my brain cannot say it.
Just have a go and then we'll sound it out together.
Content marpleized. What is it? I know what it is, but I can never say it. It's the one word that breaks me more than the others.
Yeah.
Compentmartalize.
No.
Damn it. I feel
like...
are
you playing this up? I feel like you're not playing this up.
I'm not. Jimmy Gosport. I feel like, because I've sat in the car before, because I've wanted to say it, use it in conversation before, and I've used it with you in conversation, but I've backed out because I know that you would just...
do this.
So I was like, compartmentalize.
No.
Damn. So
if you think about it, like a compartment. Can you say compartment?
Compartmentalize.
Yes.
Yes.
See, think about the word.
Compartment.
Yeah, visualize.
So it's not
like
compent.
No. What you're doing is you're taking something, putting a little box and pushing it deep down inside.
Which is
what men, certainly men, as a man, I do that with all my feelings. I put them in a little box and then I push them deep, deep, deep down inside.
I thought you didn't get any bad feelings because you're so beautiful. You're like a Muppet.
And then
you're like Kermit the Frog. You're just happy. Compartmentalize.
Yeah.
Compartmentalize?
Yes.
Compartmentalize. No.
Compartmentalize.
I swear to God. I nearly swore. I swear to God, I'm not faking this. It's in a.
So
what?
You take it and compartment. You put it in a compartment. So compartmentalize.
Compartmentalize. Yeah. Oh, yes. This is like charcuterie. Yeah. I'll always be able to say it now.
God, I've taught you so much. Little Padawan.
It's in a. What's that word? I swear to God, I don't mean it. Compartment. In a compartment.
Yeah, so you're putting it in a little
compartment. In a little box.
Compartmentalizing.
I never say compartment, that's why.
Yeah, I know, but you know it's a word. But it's a word that you can say. So you just get that and then put a lies on the end.
Compartmentalize.
No. You're the worst.
I don't want to talk anymore.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
So I don't often... have dreams because I don't often get to sleep long enough to have dreams because of the girls, right? Mm-hmm. So last night I did have a dream and I woke up and I don't know how I felt about it and feel good about it, that's for sure.
If it's ever a dream about someone that you work with, it's best to just leave it in your brain.
Not tell?
Yeah, not tell.
All right, here's a song. No, it's not.
Which
it's not,
one of us was
not
it?
Nah, it's not technically someone we work
with. Was Lingy good? Was he oiled?
Was I wearing a cowboy hat?
I'd seen that footage and that's what, yeah. No, so.
Howdy, ma'am.
Stop it.
I got my feelings hurt last night in my dreams.
Aww.
And it's been so long since I've had my feelings hurt. Like, I'm talking like I can't remember the last time I had my feelings hurt. So when I woke up after the dream with hurt feelings, I felt really bad. I was like, this really sucks.
It felt real.
Yeah, and then I realised that it was just a dream. And then I was like, oh, is that making me a bit of a creep for the dream? I'm like recalling the dream. So here's what happened. Let me take you through.
Who hurt your feelings? Mm. Who crushed you?
Well, So I was at a party, and weirdly, I knew it was our barista's house, her party, but I didn't see her there. So Marley Hoop from Grounds of Society.
Yes.
Hang on.
So it was a party at her house.
Hang on. You were dreaming about our barista?
No, not at all. I was dreaming about her house being there.
How did you know it was Marley's house?
Yeah. I don't know. How do you know anything in a dream?
I'm the one who has to go and pick up the coffees each morning. I don't want it to get weird.
No, it's not. But so this is. Let me finish then.
Okay,
you're
all right.
Making it weird. You guys are not letting me explain what I am.
All right. You're dreaming about being in our barista's personal space.
Without, like, actually her being there, but I was at a party.
save the questions, Cam.
What was Britney Spears' ex-husband's name? Yeah.
I was at a party and I didn't know anyone. So I was sitting there on the couch. And
you're 10 years older than everyone.
Everyone around, probably 15 years old. Mm. So sitting around and everybody's like chatting to each other because they all know each other, obviously, and I don't know why I'm at this party, but I don't know anyone, so I'm just kind of like participating where I can, but, you know, having a bit of a laugh, but trying to kind of participate. You know,
being that guy.
Yeah, being that guy.
It's just there alone.
Gets to a point where I'm like, okay, well, I should probably, this isn't really working, so I'd like to try something different. Okay, so I'm like, I'll go get some snacks and stuff because it looks like we've run out of snacks. So I'll go buy some chips and some more drinks for people and stuff.
Or just leave.
So I go buy food and drinks and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I come back to the house and I knock on the door to come back into the party with the food and drinks for everyone, the chips and stuff. And a group of them answer the door. And one of the girls goes, "Oh, you came back." And I was like, "Yeah, I was just going to get some snacks and stuff." And she's like, "Mate, you were here for like a whole hour. Nobody knows you. You're just really cramping everyone. So you're bringing them down the
line. No.
Probably just give up, hey." And sent me home with my arms full of chips and drinks and stuff that I was going to give to people. And I woke up and I was like, "Oh, God."
That's horrible.
How sad.
It's horrible.
But I do also feel kind of creepy that I was at our barista's house.
Yeah,
like,
that's come on, the dominant feeling.
There's so many things we need to unpack here.
Yeah, let's not unpack any of it. Just push it deep down inside. Okay. Leave it where it is.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
And we're joined by Matt Crook, who is part of Grug and the Rainbow.
G'day, everyone. How are we?
I still don't know exactly what Grug is.
I suppose you'd describe him as a bit of a cross between a mushroom and a pile of grass who likes to sort of explore nature and the surrounds of his burrow. He also doesn't mind a boogie, so often might request a record player or maybe a little drum kit.
The boys are laughing because they're like, This is
actually Loggy. Loggy is this. The burrow, the boogie, the nose.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
All right, let's go over to the prize showcase. What have we got over there, Wendy?
Well, Tom and Lingy, g'day. It's Wendy here and we've got a family pass to go see Grug and the Rainbow. What else have we got, Cameron Ling?
Oh, come on, you can't. We got the Supercats tickets to give away.
What did you call me there, Cam?
Finish the sentence, please, Cam.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Let's play. It's time for Lyrical Headlines. Headlines that are lyrical. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. Come on, mate.
Get on.
You've got
lonely.
One job.
One day.
One day when you don't forget.
Yeah.
So Lyrical Headlines returns for another week. Beck is away and Chandra Llewellyn joins us from the newsroom. G'day,
hello.
Mate.
Hello. How you going?
Hi.
Good. Thanks for coming in.
Got some big shoes to fill in today.
But this is going to be fun because you have never played this game nor know what it is.
I don't know.
So you've never heard us play it?
No, I haven't. I'm sorry. I'm busy doing the news.
Yeah, sure. Exactly.
Yeah, we're all busy, mate. Yeah.
So it's fair to say this is a game I dominate pretty strong at.
Yeah, I can see that.
Maybe today Tom and Loggy might be a chance.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll try and change things up a little bit. We'll be fine.
See how we go.
Do you know what's fun is every week we explain the rules to the game and we fly through it But this time it's actually important that someone understands.
Exactly. So here it is.
Here, right. Chandra. So you're going to read the lyrics to songs like you do in your day jobs if they're a news bulletin.
Mm-hmm.
Now we need to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. We need to get both.
Okay. Right?
If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics.
All right, cool.
Our names are our buzzers.
Tom.
Loggy.
Wingy. Damn.
Loggy. Those two clowns have never got it right.
Loggy is my name.
So, but you'll know who's screaming. Whatever they scream, that's their buzzer.
Yeah.
I think that's a best of three arrangement.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
I think we're ready to go. I've got some news-themed music for you as well. Okay,
good. So don't be some good songs for you.
Okay. Yeah. Is there a theme? Is there a theme for the round?
There is a theme. So the theme is hits of
2002.
It says, oh. We were talking about 2003 today.
Yeah, and that was a big mess. So this should be fun. All right, here we go. Lyrical headlines. What could go wrong? Question number one.
Hi, I'm Chandra Llewellyn. I've created a monster because nobody Loggy. Wants to see.
Yeah. Okay. It's Rihanna and Eminem.
Not Lingy.
You are. Yeah. It's Lingy.
Because nobody wants to see Martian no more.
Go for your life, mate. We wouldn't usually give you that much time, but please, rap Eminem live on the radio.
Just don't swear.
That's what I'll
damn.
Why can't I get the name
Five,
of it? It's Eminem, four, clearly.
It's Eminem.
Three.
Slim Shady.
Two.
But it's the one. I'm the real Slim Shady.
No. Tom, do you need more lyrics?
Please. While I think about it.
They want Shady. I'm chopped liver. Well, if you want Shady, this is what I'll give you.
Please don't swear.
Yeah.
I won't.
Tom, you got to come up with it. You know it. Okay.
If it's not, there's some Shady.
Let me go to the chorus.
Yeah. Please.
Or let me be me, so let me see. They try to shut me down on MTV.
Oh, so it's without me. It's Eminem without me.
That's it.
I'm obsessed with this.
So good.
Yeah.
Where were you going, Rihanna?
Well, Monster is another Eminem Rihanna song, and I just mixed the two together. Damn it.
Okay. All right. Whew, I don't know if that's a point to me or not, but I'm going to claim it.
Yeah, you can claim it.
All right. Here we go. Question number two.
Hi, I'm Chandra Llewellyn. One thing, I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to explain in due time. All I know, time is a valuable thing.
Okay.
Loggy.
Tom.
Yes, Loggy.
It's Linkin Park.
Yes.
Oh, come on, mate.
In the end, it doesn't really. In the end.
You got it. Amazing.
Someone stuffed up the songs. Okay, well, we know what that song sounded like.
Oh, no. That's what happens when we wing it.
Okay, well, that's correct, and I get a one from me. And I think that the next one
should be the other
should
song.
Be that song, and we will give Lingy an opportunity
to get a point.
To
good,
get a
good
point.
Good call, good call. Can you do that for us?
So I'll read this one,
Okay, here we go. Question, hang on. Question number three.
You're just teasing me now.
Hi, I'm Chandra Llewellyn. Get this party started on a Saturday night.
It's Pink.
Mm.
Yeah.
Get this party started.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Okay.
Okay.
Now that means that the next song is a tiebreaker.
Yes.
And when you reveal the song, it could be Linkin Park or it could be the song.
Beautifully handled by you, mate. You've steered this wonderfully, and I'm the one who should be doing the steering.
Thank
you,
brain.
So good on you.
Okay.
For once, your brain didn't go, a high-pressure situation. I'm out of here. You're on your own, mate. Okay.
Thank you, brain. Been taking my medicine.
Here we go, Chandra. This is for the win for someone.
Hi. I'm Chandra Llewellyn.
She's done.
He was a boy. She was a girl.
Lingy.
Tom.
Lingy got
just
it.
Talking about this.
Skater boy, Avril Lavigne.
Damn!
Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
Yeah.
Yay!
Lingy, one guest of the year and also Lyrical Headlines this week. What a week
it's
for you,
been
mate.
A great week. Yeah. I'd just all like right. to thank my family, my fire. Friends, all those Chandra, who supported me.
Just want to let
no
you know
speech.
That he thought that Avril Lavigne was Taylor Swift before when he was having a chat to Tom.
Conversation we just had off air. Yeah. So that's, I mean, swings and roundabouts.
Maybe he was just playing that because he knew he was going to win the round.
Just foxing.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Just foxing. All right. Thank you very much for that. We appreciate your efforts.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
A few weeks ago, we decided we might all catch up for dinner one night.
Oh, yes.
As couples.
Yeah.
The three of us and our partners. Our
would you believe?
Others.
Would you believe, guys, it's never happened? How long have we been working together? Never
year
happened.
And a half.
Yeah. So Tommy decided the only way that it would work is if he pushed the role of organising it onto Dodsy.
Okay, your wife, Dodsy, yes. lovely wife, originally said to us, I'm not going to tell Cam that you guys are coming over.
Mm.
Just rock up one day and it will be funny.
This
and,
was and last year?
This is last year.
Year
and
before,
to be
even.
Honest, I didn't feel too comfortable about that.
Well, we didn't know you that well then.
No.
We thought you'd turn around from the barbecue with a snag in your hand and be like, what? Get out of my ass.
No, that's fair. That's an accurate description of what would happen. But on this occasion, Tommy, you've said to Dodsy, organise the dinner for all of us to get together, everyone's schedules. Now, Dodsy hasn't done a lot about it.
No.
She hasn't done anything about it. Hmm. And you have sent me home. What's that? Okay. You've sent me home yesterday with a little like, oh, can you politely mention to Dodsy, have you done anything about
all
it?
All I said was I sent her dates that I was unavailable ages ago and there hasn't been any movement.
So I went home and said, hey, how are you going with that dinner? You know, Tommy was just asking about it. She's like, yeah, not a problem. I'll get back onto it. So I get a text from her this morning. In regards to that dinner you want organised...
Oh, don't sound like that, Dodsy.
To my defence, this, with one of those little pointing things upwards, to a screenshot of her text messages with Tom Lewis.
Oh, no.
Amazing. She's got the receipt.
What?
Yes.
Okay. So this is why Dodsy hasn't done anything about organising it.
Okay, put your phone away, Tom.
No, I want to know what
Tommy.
I said. No, what have I said?
Just sit back and listen to it.
So Dodsy has obviously said... dates of availability. Yeah. And when this message refers to mum, it means your mum, Tom, because she'd be looking after the kids.
Because you live together.
Yeah. Okay. So mum doesn't have any regular shifts at the moment. Dates that are a no-go are 19th, 20th, 23rd, and then 27th to the 30th. Apart from that, we're pretty good. Oh, wait. 19th, 20th, 22nd to the 27th. Sorry. I tried to do it from memory. This is why you have to organise this thing.
Yeah. So I did get confused on the dates, but I did finally give her a set of dates that are accurate.
What dates are left after that?
What do you mean the 19th, 20th, 23rd, and then 27th to the 30th? No, wait, 19th, 20th, 22nd to the 27th.
Are you having trouble following?
Are they the unavailable dates?
Yeah.
Or are they the available dates?
They're the unavailable dates.
Unavailable dates.
Oh, did I not say unavailable?
Well...
Because we were talking about the dates that I was unavailable. I think that's implied.
All I got from Dodsy was, this is what I'm working with.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair. And that, again, that's why she was voted most likely to be able to organise this event.
So to summarise... She knows me. I don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
Loggy's refused to send any dates through whatsoever.
Stonewall
over
here.
I would make myself available whenever.
Tom, as long as it's in Ocean Grove. Not in the afternoon, but not at night either. Yeah. So, and not on the weekends, because I'm in Werribee on the weekends.
I don't care.
And, Tom, you've provided a whole bunch of dates that I'm not sure when you are or are not available.
So, dinner? Is it happening or...?
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K Rock 955.